Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me up front for the children's message. Good morning, everybody. Come on up here, have a seat on the steps. Okay, hopefully I brought a big enough boat today. We're going to hear a story today about Jesus and some of his disciples in a boat, and I thought maybe we should take a boat ride. Does that sound okay to you guys? Okay, we're going to need some water. If you guys will just lay this water out for me. Let's see what we can get here. I think we're going to be big enough that we're going to go two of these. And this one can come maybe. Yeah, that's good. Okay, now, if you're going to be in the water, you need either to be a really good swimmer, or if you're a good swimmer, if it's a long way in the water, you need a boat, right? So, I got a boat here for us. Okay, let's see. You think we're all going to fit in this boat? This is a story about Jesus and his disciples in the water on a boat. Will you guys be disciples for me? Okay, you're Jesus' disciples. Come get in this boat right here. Come sit in the boat. Can everybody sit down in the boat? Marcus, can you come sit in this boat? No, you don't want to? It's okay. All right. You know what? If some disciples need to stay where they are, that's okay. Okay. Those disciples can watch. Okay, so all of Jesus' disciples are with him in the boat. Jesus has been in the boat, and you know what he was doing? He was using the boat as a place to stand, and he was preaching to the people on the shore. So see where the water ends right here? We're going to say these are all the people on the shore, and Jesus needed a place to stand. So Jesus was standing in the front of that boat, and he was talking to everybody, and then it got to be nighttime, and he said, you know what? We're going to go on to the other side, okay? So come on with me, disciples. But Jesus was really tired, so he laid down in the front of that boat, and you know what he did? He took a nap. He was sleeping in the front of the boat, and they were sailing him across to the other side. But while Jesus was asleep, something happened. A storm came. You guys ever been in a storm? What kind of things happen in storms?
Lightning.
Lightning, what else?
Thunder.
Thunder, yeah. Anything else? You hear anything else hitting your roof, maybe?
Right.
Or maybe something that sounds like wind, yeah. And if you're on a boat when there's lightning and thunder and wind and rain, that might be kind of scary, right? You guys want to see what it might be like? All right, let's get some wind and some rain in here. Okay, here we go. Jesus is asleep, and all of a sudden there's wind and rain. And the water was moving, and it was loud, and they were afraid. And so they woke Jesus up, and Jesus said, "Peace, be still." And the rain and the wind and the thunder and the lightning and all the storms stopped, and it was calm. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Yeah, Jesus just told it to stop, and it stopped. Thank you, guys. We're done with the wind and the rain. I appreciate it. It's amazing that Jesus has control over even the wind and the rain. Jesus, who is always with us, is always looking out for us. So if we get afraid about things, it's helpful, I think. It helps me to remember that whatever happens, we still have Jesus with us. And if Jesus is with us, we will be okay. So if you ever get afraid, if it's a storm or anything like that, you know, we want to do what we need to do to try to make ourselves safe. But if you still are afraid, remember that Jesus is with you, okay? And that's something that won't ever go away. Jesus will always love you, and Jesus will always be with you no matter what else happens. And for that, we can say, thanks be to God. Try that. Say, thanks be to God. One, two, three. Thanks be to God. Awesome. Will you guys pray with me? Lord God. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for being with us.
Even when we're afraid.
Even when we're afraid.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys. Okay, I believe we have children's church that's going to go over that way and line up at the door.